escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. We begin this afternoon with that contract dispute between United Healthcare and Memorial Sloan Kettering, the specialty center which takes care of a pretty significant number of New Yorkers with cancer. Well, their current contract expires at the end of this day, and while both sides say their priority is to reach an agreement, some patients already wondering what's going to happen if they don't come to terms. Newsman Darius Ratzius following the story for us in the leadoff.
The clock is ticking for cancer care. Memorial Sloan Kettering may be out of United Healthcare's network starting at midnight. MSK says UHC rejected its offer to keep patients connected to their doctors, calling it a threat to cut off access to world-class care. But United Healthcare says MSK wants a 30% rate hike, 36% just for the hospital. UHC's New York CEO Junior Harewood says they've already offered major increases, calling MSK's price tag too high. Some patients will still be covered for hospital care at MSK through the end of August under New York's 60-day cooling-off rule. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
Yeah, we're watching this closely. We know this is very important to you folks. A lot of folks who are, part of that healthcare plan. Coming up later today, we are going to attempt to hear from a fellow who is a cancer patient and his concerns if something positive doesn't come out of these talks. Well, here's a guy who missed the best time of day class at robbery school. Police say somebody robbed a Starbucks in Sheepshead Bay early this morning, and never mind the cash, stole a whole doggone cash register. It happened just before 6 at 3442 Nostrand. Workers say some guy showed up with a knife. They didn't ask questions. He grabbed the register and hightailed it. Nobody was hurt. None of the workers put up a scuffle. I guess they figured, heck, there's not much money in there anyway. Not this early in the morning. We just opened. Anyway, some guy still out there with an almost empty cash register, probably very low energy, ran out of there and didn't get any coffee while carrying that heavy cash register. Seriously, they're looking for this guy. Down on Jones Beach, they're telling people swim safely. Now would be a good time to learn how to deal with rip currents. But folks, I can tell you after that story we ran on Friday, it's not the ripping current that they're worried about.
What happens if you saw a shark? What would you do?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm evacuating, though. I'm running like a little girl. Yeah, I'm not going to.
You're getting out of there.
Oh, yeah.
Jones Beach goers have sharks on their minds after a 20-year-old was bitten by a juvenile shark.
They say to stay in a group. Is this your, like, group of friends here?
Yeah.
So how important is it to stay with them because of sharks in the water?
Hey, we don't go anywhere without each other.
State Parks' George Gorman says drones like this one are being used to protect those in the water.
So we are surveying the beast more than we ever have.
Similar measures are being taken off of Nassau County beaches. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Jones Beach, Long Island.
The 20-year-old woman received minor cuts to her feet and legs. Biologists aren't sure what bit her, leading to the conclusion that it was something small, perhaps a juvenile shark. Up in Soundview, the Bronx, firefighters say it didn't help that a car was blocking a fire hydrant during a big house fire just before dawn. Even worse, they say lithium-ion batteries were also found at the scene. The fire broke out about 4 o'clock on Fratelli Avenue. Nobody heard in that one. Firefighters say they had to run a water line all the way from another block since somebody parked their car right on top of the fire hydrant. That person got a ticket. The cause of the fire remains under investigation, although they're saying they actually found several lithium-ion batteries. Problems down at the IRS today, and no, it doesn't involve anybody that's being audited. A few folks from Washington have demanded the Trump administration get some help for the New York office, saying the work conditions down there are just crazy.
They were reinstated, but IRS workers say they returned to a workplace reduced in half. Some have been shut out of their offices. Jim Savage works for the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
It is about putting a barriers to prevent our important work from being done.
Grace Meng and other Democratic members of New York's congressional delegation toured to MetroTech last month.
Cords and wires lying across the floor in open areas, we saw, creating severe tripping and safety hazards.
They accused the Trump administration of trying to dismantle the IRS by making its employees' lives miserable. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brooklyn.
The Rent Guidelines Board, meantime, meeting tonight on something else we want to watch for you. That's to vote on leases that'll kick in starting October 1st. It's the annual dance where tenants tell the board the rights to blank, the rent is, that is, too blanking high.
New York City tenants already can't afford the rent we're paying right now, right? Tenants are choosing between paying for rent and paying for food or health care. We're taking on second, third, fourth jobs just to stay in the city. So any rent increase is going to be too much.
Yeah, that's a spokesperson for Housing Justice for All. Meantime, the landlords and small property owners are going, please, we've got bills too. This stuff isn't free.
Price Index of Operating Costs, we call that PIOC. And that report showed that owner expenses raised 6.3%. And, you know, that's just keeping up with inflation. And, you know, we would look to the board, you know, to pass an increase that's somewhere close to that.
That's Ann Korshak, president of the Small Property Owners of New York. Any changes tonight will go into effect October 1st to almost 2.5 New Yorkers living in rent-stabilized units. We'll keep our eyes on that one as well.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.